On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
It's KMFM with the latest news. Here's Joe's 1 o'clock.
A man is still being held on suspicion of murder after human remains were found by detectives searching for a missing police officer from Kent. Nicola's got the latest for the update.
Well, Gordon Semple worked in London but failed to return home to Greenhithe last Friday. Yesterday, CCTV was released of the 59-year-old who'd last been seen at the Shard shortly after officers were called to a property in Southwark where remains were discovered.
Yesterday, a forensic search started at the address. And it is ongoing. It will take some time for us to complete that work. It is a vital search for evidence.
That's Met Police Commander Alison Newcombe.
My thoughts are with Gordon's family and friends at this personal time of tragedy, and I would ask that they are given the space and privacy they need to come to terms with this development. This is a very sad day for Gordon's colleagues. There are many officers who have served with Gordon in London during his 30-year career who will acutely feel his loss.
In a statement from family, the police officer has been described as a much-loved partner, brother, brother-in-law, uncle and cousin. It goes on to say their world will be a worse place without him.
KMFM News.
Investigators are looking into whether a fire at a block of flats in Canterbury was started deliberately. Eight people were led to safety after firefighters were called to the three-storey building on Sussex Avenue early this morning. The blaze had broken out on the second floor and is being treated as a suspected arson. Mark Tappenden lives there.
I was just woken by my dog just after five this morning. Didn't have a clue what was going on, apart from looking outside and then seeing all the fire engines and the ambulance. And I was a bit choky when I woke up. And then just, well, it's all a bit of a blur, really. It's a shock. Shock to the system.
A man accused of murdering his schoolteacher wife at their home in Kent is due in court later. The body of 52-year-old Caroline Andrews was found at a bungalow on the street in Benenden in February. Stuart Andrews, who's 54, is due to enter a plea at Maidstone Crown Court.
KMFM News.
David Cameron insists he doesn't have anything to hide about his finances after revealing he made money from an offshore account. There are calls for him to resign after he admitted to benefiting from a trust set up by his late father, but the Prime Minister says he's done nothing wrong and will publish his tax returns. Conservative MP Mark Pritchard says he shouldn't have to do that, though.
I don't think he should have to publish his tax returns. Having said that, I do think there's a legitimate route of action now for a lot of journalists to say to some senior UKIP people and senior shadow cabinet people in the Labour Party, what are their tax affairs?
An 80-year-old man with dementia who went missing from his home in Elsham has been found safe and well. A search was launched for David Gough on Wednesday evening after he failed to return home from a walk.
KMFM News.
4 weeks before we all get to vote, the list for Kent's new police and crime commissioner has been revealed. Alan Barnes, who had the job since 2012, has already announced he's not standing again. But our political editor Paul Francis says there's been no shortage of people wanting to take over.
There's certainly no disinterest in the role, which attracts £85,000 a year. And it's actually a very significant position in the county, because they are the people who oversee the work of the force and make sure things are being done correctly.
The vote takes place on May the 5th. You can see the list of candidates at kentonline.co.uk. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge will rub shoulders with Bollywood royalty during a fundraising dinner on the first night of their Indian tour. William and Kate's six-day visit begins on Sunday.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and with just seven games of the season to go, Gillingham travel to play Sheffield United this weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the Gills are currently fourth in the table on 67 points, and a win could push them up to third. Boss Justin Edinburgh says he doesn't think the squad are feeling the pressure, though.
As a manager's job is to make sure you take any pressures or nerves or anxieties away from them. But I see none of that at the present time. I just see a real focus and drive and a real strong competition for places.
Elsewhere, and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says captain Jordan Henderson's knee injury doesn't look good. The England midfielder was forced off at half-time of their 1-1 draw with Borussia Dortmund in their Europa League quarter-final first leg in Germany.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.